three questions for Clive Lansink. Question 1. Why do you want to be involved and what will you bring to the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind Board?
Many blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people rely on Blind Low Vision New Zealand for support and training so we can live the best life we can in a sighted world. It certainly helped me a lot as I grew up. And so it is today. Blind people turn to this organization for the skills, information and sometimes other supports that we need to reach our full potential in today's world. I bring to the board a lot of life experience as a blind person myself, a lot of empathy for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people generally, and a thorough understanding of the difference this organization can make in helping us be confident, independent citizens. And I do have a lot of experience on boards, and I know how to be an effective board member.
Question 2. As the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind goes about empowering blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people to live the life they choose, what are the challenges, the opportunities and the important issues right now?
Blind Low Vision New Zealand is all about supporting blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people to be able to do things for ourselves so we can be in full control of our lives. The basics of being blind probably haven't changed a lot in recent years, but I'm really excited about how new equipment and technology is already changing the way we interact with the world in ways we never would have thought possible just a few years ago, particularly in the areas of reading information and getting around by ourselves. I want BLVNZ to really keep up to date with these developments that are happening right now, figure out what works, make these new products as affordable as possible and teach blind people to use them effectively.
Question 3. What are your aspirations for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people in Aotearoa, New Zealand?
My aspirations for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people in Aotearoa are that we can all reach our full potential, whatever that is for each of us, as citizens of our country alongside everyone else. We need to advocate for our country to be fully inclusive so the barriers that hold us back because of our vision impairment are removed. But we're still going to need good blindness skills so we can get around safely, look after ourselves properly at home, get a good education, be employed and have the confidence of our fellow workmates, socialize confidently with others, and enjoy all the recreation and culture society has to offer. I want to be there to ensure Blind Low Vision New Zealand plays its part in making this happen.